This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we've read and studied the book of Romans, we identified the focus of this book as the key to abundant living. Today we come to the third main point that amplifies this focus, the potential growth within salvation. This is found in chapters 7 and 8. Some might say chapter 6 begins this point because it explains our position in Christ. We are dead to sin and alive unto God in Christ. Paul points out in chapter 7 that though this is true, a struggle continues in most of our lives. The more you discover about the grace of God, the more you understand the sinfulness of your own life. What you genuinely want to do, you find yourself not doing, and what you really want to stop doing, you find yourself doing. In fact, in verses 14 through 24, you will notice the personal pronoun I is mentioned about 25 times. That's an insight word. As long as I try to live the Christian life by my own effort, I will fail. The frustration of failure will lead to discouragement and despair. Paul cries out in verse 24, "What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death?" He answers his own question in verse 25, "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord." In chapter 8, he fully explains this answer. The one who makes Jesus Christ God's answer for my need, a living reality in my everyday life, is the Spirit of Christ. When he's in control of my life, he will make the righteous requirements of the law to be fulfilled in me. According to chapter 8, it is only through the work of the Holy Spirit in my life that I will be able to live victoriously day by day.